Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The House is expected to push for President Trump's impeachment this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says legislation will be introduced if Vice President Pence declines to press members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and have Trump declared incapable of executing his duties. This stems from last week's assault on the U.S. Capitol by the president's supporters. The Justice Department has identified two more people arrested in connection with last week's assault. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
The Department of Justice says Larry Brock of Texas and Eric Munchel of Tennessee were both arrested Sunday. Federal authorities identified Brock as wearing a green helmet, a green tactical vest, a black and camo jacket, and beige pants, holding a white flex cuff, which is used by law enforcement to restrain and or detain subjects. Munchel allegedly also carried plastic restraints and had a cell phone mounted on his chest with the camera facing outward, ostensibly to record events that day. Each were charged with one count of entering a restricted building and one count of disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Health officials in San Antonio say they're launching a mass vaccination effort this week. Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio says the goal is to administer COVID-19 vaccines to at least 1,500 people per day.
The city's 9,000 vaccination appointments at the Alamo Dome for this week filled up in less than 5 minutes over the weekend, a sign of high demand but little supply. City officials say more vaccine is on the way, with about 25,000 doses arriving per week for this and other sites. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says this distribution is a hopeful sign that the end of the pandemic is coming.
At the same time, we want to urge caution because it's not going to arrive soon with the rate of vaccinations that are happening in the country.
More than an estimated 1 million residents in the San Antonio area meet the qualifications for getting the vaccine right now, which is being over 65 or having a chronic condition or being a healthcare worker. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
Officials in Nashville, Tennessee, say some of the buildings damaged by a Christmas Day bombing in the city's downtown are still at risk of collapsing. Tony Gonzalez with member station WPLN has more.
Property owners learned in recent days that an engineer labeled 10 buildings unsafe, with half of those marked for likely demolition. That's a blow to a historic strip dating to the late 1800s that had been a success story for preservationists and popular among tourists. Since the structures are all connected to neighboring buildings, securing them will be dangerous enough to require more street closures in the heart of downtown.
That's Tony Gonzalez reporting. The FBI is still examining a motive for that attack. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Chicago say they don't know why a man shot and killed three people and wounded four others over the weekend. The suspect was eventually shot and killed by police in a parking lot north of the city. Authorities say the gunfire began in a parking garage in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood. That's where a 30-year-old University of Chicago student was killed. Others were shot at an apartment complex, a store, in a car, and at a restaurant. College football's national championship game is tonight between top-ranked and undefeated Alabama and third-ranked Ohio State. NPR's Tom Goldman says the title game brings to a close a season ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic.
The college football season finish line is here, but it wasn't always a sure thing. There were a multitude of positive coronavirus test results and game postponements, even concerns that COVID issues might postpone tonight's game. But it's on, and the reward for those who like offense should be a lot of points. Alabama averages more than 48 a game, Ohio State more than 43. The game's offensive stars include Alabama wide receiver and Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith and Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. A vicious hit to the ribs didn't stop him from throwing six touchdown passes in the Buckeyes' win over Clemson in the semifinals. Alabama is favored to win and give head coach Nick Saban a record seventh national title. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Wall Street begins the week coming off another record high trading session on Friday. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.